Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, it's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
That's right, Stephanie has some business to handle, but we do have my guy Heineken here.
Oh, yes, the scum god is here. Thank you, Angela, for the invite.
Now, we know Heineken from This Is 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Heineken's actually done some interviews with me early on in my career as well.
You helped. Those were mythical interviews.
Mythical.
Oh, yes, legendary interviews. I get the calls. Oh, I want to cream pie Angela. I want to eat her for free. I'll pay her. I'm like, sir, this is a...
For free? First of all, why would anybody charge me?
I mean, no, they'll pay you. But, you know,
okay.
You, got the money,
you know, you said for free.
Well, you know, some of these dudes, they try to shoot for the stars. It's dirty niggas that drink Hennessy and smoke weed all day.
Hey.
They want to eat you out.
I drink Hennessy and smoke weed.
I know.
Oh.
Well,
I'm a dirty nigga.
You got some ignorant pussy.
I got some ignorant pussy.
Oh, yeah. It's probably wet like at least 12 hours out the day.
Yeah. Now, here's a question I want to ask you, because this is a theme that's been coming up on a lot of TV shows. Do you think that you could take somebody from their man?
Depending
That's our tip of the day. What could you do to take a woman from her man? I'ma get her.
Timing. If you catch her at that vulnerable state and you just happen to have the right cologne, your outfit is perfect, you know, your pants is perfect.
Do you guys think about their outfits like that?
Yes.
I have a lot of sisters, so I had to learn the game like real quick. Mm-hmm. Like depending on the sequence, where you put your cologne.
Sequence?
The sequence of your outfit.
Oh, I was like, damn, you be wearing sequins?
No, like, you know, your clapback
is sassy. You a sparkly nigga?
And you know, the timing, you take her to a good restaurant that has seafood on the menu, but it's not a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, aphrodisiac.
Yeah, they like that dumb shit. Oh! Of clams, take them to City Island or whatever.
So you're saying catch her when she's vulnerable, like when she's in an argument with her man or something like that?
He has to do some fucked argument, because women will start an argument just so they can have great sex later on. So you got to know what the type of argument is. Did he, like, you know, fuck her mother back in the day?
Or her mother?
Yeah, me. If a girl cheat on me, I'm fucking her mother. Straight up.
You think? So you know. What if her mom looks terrible?
What if her mom is like 80?
Yo, you got to shoot. You got to fight for your hood. Fuck that. I'm going for it.
What? Okay, so when she's vulnerable, go ahead.
And then
you slide in there with the timing.
Yeah, the timing and everything works. And she'll be like, this guy's interesting.
Would you ever throw dirt on another man? Like if you knew some dirt?
I'm going to keep it honest. I'm a strong believer in karma. And, you know, when you do, like, even going after another man's woman, one thing I was taught from an early age, you never fuck a pregnant woman. That's not your baby. That's instantly bad.
Oh, he said
bad
a pregnant woman. I thought he was going to say another woman. Nah. As long as she's not pregnant.
Like, if she's pregnant by another man you fuck, that's instantly bad luck. Mm-hmm. I know 4 guys that got into car accidents and lost their car.
They say pregnant pussy is the best pussy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But what if you don't know she's pregnant?
I mean,
no, pregnant pussy ain't pregnant pussy until it's in the second trimester.
Okay.
Pregnant pussy ain't pregnant pussy until there's a bump. So you can respect the bump.
I like that. And you know, you time it right. And You know, women and men are the same thing. Y'all just are smoother about it.
Have you ever had a girl tell you that she was pregnant, but
wasn't?
I actually paid for 2 abortions, but they weren't mine. They were my cousin. Oh. And
sure.
Yeah, no, for real. He was like, listen, man, I'm a piece of shit. And when I have these babies, I know you're a good dude, so you're going to take care of them. Or you're going to pay for the abortion.
And you pay for the abortion?
Because I'm sensitive to children. I'll hold it down, you know, I'm stuff like that. But I'm like, nah.
I'm sensitive to children, so yeah. I made her have 2 abortions.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, 2 abortions. I was like, here you go. But in that retrospect, I've dodged, you know, child support payments. I'm glad.
But they weren't your babies, right?
But still, you never know. I've busted a couple of chicks and prayed to the heavens. You know, like.
Now, Gigi, have you ever took a man from his woman? Have you ever said, I'm going to get him?
On purpose?
No, but I have been what they call chose, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Like he picked you over?
Over her. Someone else, yeah.
Did that feel bad? Like, did you feel bad?
No, because she ain't like him anyway.
Oh, so you knew her?
Yep. You know her too. But anyway.
I do. Okay. I'm not sure who it is, but okay, maybe.
And it happened on more than one occasion. It actually happened 3 times.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Chose.
She active.
Same girl. We still friends.
Oh, you friends with her?
Yeah.
So you took her.
He wasn't her man.
Are you? But you did this 3 times?
Yeah. It wasn't on purpose.
3 different men? Dudes?
Yes. It so, just happened, but it wasn't on purpose. Hold on, I swear to God.
So she must not have cared. Neither time, no.
Hold on. So every time she had a boyfriend, she took her nigga.
No, he wasn't her boyfriend.
He was just a guy she was fucking with, right?
If you want to call it that.
And then you just slid in there.
Damn. How are you in the mix?
I was invited.
Threesome situations.
Nah, I mean, you know.
So. I was invited.
And then by who, though?
That's got to be hard for your friend's ego, though. Like, if we're in a threesome, and then he's like, I kind of like Gigi better.
That's how it happened.
Gigi got a better pussy
Sex
than her friend.
With me, so amazing.
Astronomical.
The head was outstanding.
Man. Yeah.
How many fingers can slide up?
Hey.
I finger pop this fingers there.
Hey. Different guys have different size fingers.
Different size finger, you know?
I can get away with these.
You
two.
Still fingering shit?
Oh, yeah. I finger popped this girl about 2 months ago at this dirty bachelor party. And, like, I'm
You going, was at Junior bachelor party?
Nah, not that one. But, like, I was finger popping her so crazy that she hit her head on the drywall because she was just.
Maybe she was hurting.
My fingers ain't that big.
If I hit my head on a drywall, I'm like, dude, calm down.
Nah, she was enjoying it, and she didn't know where she was at.
Oh, she threw her head back.
No, and she, boom, she hit the drywall, and I'm just like, man.
Is fingering a girl enjoyable for you?
I just need to know what her pussy's worth, yo.
Right, listen. Why do guys... Listen, I always wondered this when I was a dancer.
Let me know.
Why do guys want to touch the pussy? Like, what do you get out of touching the pussy? What do you get out of that?
There's this thing called Twilight Zone pussy, and it's only happened to me 1.5 times, and it's like... Fucking something like this.
No.
So
no.
I need to know what.
No,
I don't
mean sticking your finger in the pussy. I mean, I would be dancing for a guy and he would do like this.
Yeah.
Just rub his hands on it like that. Mm. Please don't touch me with your dirty ass hands.
Right. Listen, you have a layer of.
But why? But what do you get out of just taking your hand and rubbing it across my vagina? Like, what do you get out of that?
With the action or not?
If I'm dancing for you?
Yeah.
Nah,
maybe
bro.
Maybe trying to check to make sure you ain't got no dick, too.
If I'm dancing, I'm naked. I mean, okay, when I was dancing, right. We know I worked at Magic City, so I was booty hole ass, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
booty hole elbows.
That's fine.
So
still, you know, sometimes.
But you don't ever feel a guy's, you know, I mean, we do that, too.
We do that when we try and see how big it is exactly. Before we know if we going to give him some pussy or not. That's the size check.
Damn, that's a deciding factor.
Like,
If it's worth it, I might give it a try. Let me see.
There was this one time this girl told me, you know her, but I ain't going to say her name because she a piece of shit.
I know everyone.
You do.
Yeah.
Apparently.
She was like, she won't fuck a guy unless it's 13 inches, right?
What?
Hell no.
So she got to chill.
So she trying to fuck that effing bottle?
Yeah, I took my Timberlands and said, yo, work your magic right there.
Size 13.
Yeah, no, well, it's 10.5, but.
Might as well.
Yeah, put that in your pussy. Oh, the 13 inches.
And how would she know? She's got a
she got a ruler.
Something like that.
Who knows? But if you think about it, if I stab
13
you,
inches is no.
I don't want that.
That's no.
If I stab you with a 4-inch knife, that could kill you.
Mm. Well, first of all, a dick is not a knife, so stop it.
But still, think about it. Even a 6-inch dick should be enough to like do something to your pussy.
If that makes you feel good, then fine.
Most vaginas are shallow anyway. Most vaginas don't run that deep anyway.
Yeah, they
vaginas are shallow. Yeah. So
Most of them.
Most.
Some of them not so shy.
Now, you got some Twilight Zone pussy. I remember I had this shit. Fucked my head up.
What happened?
So it's loose? It's airy?
It was just everything. And I'm like, I said, all right, fuck it. I'm from Brooklyn. I might as well just complete the task. And
why do guys do that?
What?
They got to complete the task. Like, if they don't care if it stinks. They don't care if shit's fucked up. They're still going to do it.
I fucked a girl with stink feet one time. My dick went super soft.
Yeah. But you still did it. You had to complete
the task. No. My shit was just like, she's like, what's wrong? So I was just drinking too much Hennessy. It's over. And she, like, her shit really stink like some, like she played for the NBA or some shit, man. I was
how
like,
you know what NBA players' feet smell like?
I just assume, like, it smelled like a thousand and ones, yo.
A thousand and ones.
But that Twilight Zone pussy is like.
So have you ever been having sex with a girl and just realized that you wasn't gonna come and just like tapped out, like fuck it?
Do you tap out or do you pretend to come?
It's hard to pretend to come because girls. Because
I was having this conversation with my friend.
They like, let me see the condom. Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and she was saying how the niggas was telling her that he fucked some bitch and he was fucking her forever, and the pussy was so trash that he just stopped fucking her because he knew he wasn't gonna come. And I had to think back, like, that's never happened to me.
You got good pussy.
I've never had a nigga just be like, I'm not gonna come, so I'm gonna stop.
What about did he ever fall asleep in the middle of having sex because he was drunk?
No.
I've fallen asleep in the middle of having sex. So
you? What were you drinking?
I definitely have. It's probably more because I'd be tired and then sometimes I should never have even started. It hasn't happened a lot, but I have definitely been like, fell asleep and then been like, oh shit. Is that bad?
Yes. It's bad
for him. I'm the only person that's fallen asleep during sex?
Yeah.
It's bad for him.
It's a great gift. If you trust the guy enough, he could just be like, shit.
Because sometimes I just do it because, like, you know, you want to be like, please, but I'll be so tired. I'm sorry, I get up so early in the morning. Sometimes yeah. I'm so tired that I know it's not a good idea and I just want to go to sleep.
But you do it anyway because you feel like, yeah, let me get this nigga some pussy
I
shit.
I have some obligations.
But has the guy ever woken up and just like cacked off on you while you were sleeping?
Mm-mm.
Like, just like face, ass, some shit like niggas
petty. Just up. Jerked off on you?
Yeah, like you fall asleep while
no.
I'm fucking you. Like, no. I'm like, yo, what the
now
fuck
he wake
out
you up.
Here.
Come on.
Right, get up, bitch. Open your mouth.
Shit.
See?
Now, don't wake me up like that.
If you fall asleep on them?
I don't suck dick with morning breath. I gotta at least brush my teeth. I'm not doing that. I don't. I'm sorry. Am I wrong?
Listen,
for that?
That's the worst thing, sucking dick with morning breath. You know why? Not only are you smelling your own stink ass breath, but your spit don't be right.
Right.
That morning
right.
breath spit be like,
let
it don't
me
be,
brush my teeth.
It be dry, it be runny, it just don't be right. You know, you need that thick mucousy, foamy, like that good spit when you, you know
and
what I'm saying?
Plus, when you use your hand and you smell your fucking morning breath on your hand, and you're like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think niggas go through when they gotta eat up a chick in the morning? You think niggas
now see,
but you ain't using that much spit, so, and right. you ain't using your hands like
if you eat
as
my
much.
You got to depend on the chick. You got to give it a whole shebang.
I just want to be clear: if you eat my pussy before you brush your teeth, your breath will smell better after. And
absolutely,
you don't need to brush
yo, you
your
got
teeth.
Some heavenly pussy, yo. Jesus,
it's like
bro.
Listerine.
You got that cold
Listerine.
Pussy, yo.
I got pussy mouthwash.
Pussy mouthwash.
Now I want to ask you this as a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind dating a woman who is so busy that she's never really home?
Nah, because you know the lifestyle we live.
What if she's around a lot of guys all the time for work?
I've dated girls like that. It's annoying
mm-hmm.
because you know she gotta flirt enough to get things out of the situation.
But what the fuck was she doing?
No, I'm just saying in general, like a guy would be like, "Oh, Ange got a nigga. Should I give her this cheat code?" I mean, it's a little bit different now.
Cheat code.
You know, you might ask somebody for a favor.
Like a gamer?
No, just in general. Like, oh. I just, these terminologies.
Okay.
Like, hey, I need a favor from this dude. And the dude be like, she got a nigga. She ain't giving up the pussy. Yo, I can't make it. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Can't do the favor because they know they can't get no favor in return. Mm-hmm. But if it's a possibility that they can get a favor in return, they jump into that.
Oh, they're shooting for the stars.
But I feel like guys like the challenge of the woman who they feel like they can't get to.
The reason why is so they can laugh at other dudes. Like, you see the guy right there, right? Like, I always said, I don't know
Gigi's
how.
Gigi's brother?
Yeah. I don't know how dudes can play pool with Fabulous because he done fucked so many of these niggas' girls. So even if he's losing, he could just stomp this stick on the table and be like, really, nigga?
Yeah. Look, corner pocket. Just like I always do.
For the pocket.
You know what I mean? So a lot of dudes will smash another dude's girl just to have that one up and be right. like, nigga, you're joy damn right.
But would you tell somebody, like, I smashed that girl?
Me, I'm not petty like that.
You know, because that's a really weird thing. I have a friend who, like, she's had sex with a lot of dudes. And she never knows if she... I mean, just a lot.
A lot. You know when a lot is a lot.
It's a lot, because, like...
I know chicks that's, like, at least in the hundreds. Yeah.
But, like, her man, she sometimes hesitates, because it'd be, like, guys that her man knows. And she's like, should I tell him or should I not tell him?
Sometimes the dude...
That's like, a sensitive subject.
It's a
case-by-case like, scenario.
He knows, but he don't know that well.
Yeah, no, it's a case-by-case scenario.
It's like when the...
But then would a guy really be like, yo, you know I fucked you? Like, how... You know what I'm saying?
They gonna throw it up in your face, eventually.
Guys do certain things to let other guys know. Mm-hmm. They'll shake the hand a certain way. To the woman...
secret handshake.
Yeah.
The like, I fucked your bitch handshake.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I fucked your bitch. Just to let you know. He won't have to say it, and you just look at your girl.
Oh, he do this. Oh, that's your girl?
Right.
Oh, that's your girl.
I know her.
Oh, so you know her too? Oh, okay.
I know her.
I know her. Oh, we go way back.
I didn't know there was this guy you were dating, right? You had introduced me to him, right? And then you had your celebration party, and I'll never forget this. He's like, yo, thanks for looking out for my girl. Yo, she means a lot to me. And I'm looking at the nigga like...
That might not be a dating situation. That might just be like, my girl.
This was years ago. No. He said it because I think you had him on the show.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't date the same type of niggas anyway.
You know what?
What? No. Me and you?
No.
Like, date the same type of
niggas? Get the fuck out of here. And he didn't do it in a fucked up way. He was like, yo, thank you for holding out my girl. Mm-hmm. And I knew the language, and I was like, you got
the language.
Yeah.
The lingo.
Like, yo, thanks for holding out my homegirl. And be like, yo, thanks for holding out my girl.
I appreciate you.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Well, thanks for holding me down.
He put that we on it. We appreciate you.
Yeah, yo, we good. That's how a guy lets you know. That's my piece right there.
We good.
Now, are you a type of person that says, I love you first?
I've done it one time, and it didn't work out.
Oh.
So.
What kind of girls do you fuck with?
Sociopaths, for the most part.
I can see that.
Yeah, they have great jobs, very ambitious, and then... They start losing their fucking minds, and they start having multiple girlfriends, and they carry stabbing knives and firearms.
I think you'd be doing something to them with your mouth. I could see it the way you talk.
A little bit, but sometimes.
Nah. You got one of them mouths.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
One of them suck your life out the bottom of your
ass. Damn, you eat pussy like that? Tell the truth.
Yeah, of course, man. If I care about her, I don't eat random pussy. Fuck out of here.
I only eat pussy.
No. You don't. You do it, but when you do it well.
Yeah, because
you sucking out souls.
At the end of the day, nobody wants to be with a person they care about and not put the work in.
Mm-hmm. That's
most
very
healthy,
true.
Most healthy weighted bodied niggas.
But how do you? But you know what I find a lot of times in relationships that guys get lazy. Like, I feel like this. Like, in the beginning, it's all good. You having sex, like, every day, 3 times a day. But then after a little while,
they don't get lazy. They get comfortable.
Yeah, they get comfortable. Why does that?
I mean, it's a mixture. Like, I had this one girl. She enjoyed role playing. She would want to dress up. Like,
I've never done that before.
Yeah, like, she dress up.
You had an assignment.
I know, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean crazy types of girls. They want to do things. There's this area in the Bronx, Riverdale. I go there and I fuck.
I know Riverdale.
Me too.
I fuck mad girls in there in the little hidden mansion areas where you...
Oh, so you fuck rich chicks.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you ever had girls, like, buy you shit?
When I used to work, when I was in high school and I worked at Greyhound, loading the buses. Yeah, I was, like, 17.
That's dope.
I was... Like, all the girls from Canada, like, they all, like, were getting money, like, 25, 26. They would come back into New York and buy me a whole bunch of clothes. But as a grown man, after a while, I don't like taking too much from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if a woman does something nice for me, I got to do something back for her. You feel me? But
suck that soul out, like Gigi said.
Yeah,
suck the soul out of pussy.
I need her to have them flashbacks so when she acting stupid, I can look at her. I'm like, really, bitch?
Sometimes I hate when a guy is going down on me and I come too fast.
Me too.
Come again.
I want it to last longer.
Right. Sometimes I'm like, wait.
I be trying to stop, like, wait, no.
I hate that because it kind of fucks up, like, the whole... Because then I really am like, all right, Like,
but think about it. But that's the dopeness of it. Now he has a barometer of what your peak is. So he can get you there and then play with
Guys don't try to bring you back down. They try to just make you come.
With me, I think that when I don't receive oral for a while, when I get it finally, that's when I come fast from oral. But
right. That's what's up.
If it's sensitive.
Or if I've been playing with myself for a long time.
But doesn't that make it less sensitive?
No, I would say that it would take a while.
Right. Now let me ask you this. Do you try to like hold back if a girl is giving you head and it's great? Do you hold back?
Yeah, because...
You want it to last.
Last forever.
Let me tell you something about... Never. That first nut is dangerous because...
It's dangerous.
Depending on, like, I remember the last girl, like, that had amazing pussy. I had to let her know, this nut is coming uncontested. And it came within, like, 5 or 7 minutes. But I was still... Yeah, but I was
usually when a guy says I'm about to come, it's over, or like, you know what I'm saying? It's too late. When by the time he says, "Yo, chill out, I'm about to come," it's too late.
And then I was able to give her like another 3 minutes after that. I was still able to stay going, but then that shit got crazy because like the condom broke, but it broke from the bottom. She had great pussy. That's
it broke from the bottom.
Yeah, like the shaft ripped up. Amazing shit. I just blamed it on her pussy.
Right, she had some type of fucking trap in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have this boyfriend and he used to be like, it's this little lady up inside, deep inside your pussy, and she be doing like this to my dick.
It's a lady. Yes. That's what he said.
The clamps.
She's grabbing it.
She's like, it be doing like this to my dick.
Cause you can, you know, squeeze it.
I mean, I do that.
You
but
contract
I don't know
your muscles on it.
But he used to always talk about that little lady. He used to call it a little lady. It's a little lady up there grabbing
what
it.
What if you're like, no, it's a guy.
How does your pussy work? Like, I mean, like, some girls, they got the clamps where it goes clamp, 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 clamp. Then you got the squishy conveyor belt where it feels like your moisture pillows.
In.
Yeah. And it squishes out. And then you got the death traps. You're just like, fuck, man.
The pussy vortex.
Yeah.
They suck you up or suck your whole soul into it.
And then, you know, guys can make their dick jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if they could do that while they're inside you, though.
Can you?
I'll just be choking you just to, you know, calm myself.
No, we're talking about your dick jumping. We're not talking about you choking anyone.
Depending on how tight her tight of pussy is, it shouldn't go like that.
Jump?
Yeah, but you'll feel the throbbing. You'll feel the shift a little bit, depending, but...
Have you ever stayed with somebody just because the pussy was so good?
Remember that time when y'all first started Breakfast Club? Mm-hmm. And then I interviewed you, and mm-hmm. I had the cast?
Mm-hmm.
That was from, like, Chasing Great Pussy, and then, you know, I broke my arm in that shootout. You know what?
You know what?
Yeah. Remember, y'all didn't even pay attention. Y'all just like...
Eh. Wait, what?
Remember, it was like...
I remember that.
Yeah. And she was like some like low-level like stripper.
Wait, was she there at the interview?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was the girl with the fat ass, but, you know.
He always got some random-ass chick.
Nah, they just be wanting... I never fucked her. She just wanted to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always been good to me. I was like, yo, come meet Angela. Oh, you, whatever.
When are you gonna change, man? When are you gonna say it's time to just stop running around after fat asses and breaking my arm in shootouts?
Nah, I'm mild mannered. I tried, but some of these girls don't appreciate when you're a nice guy. You gotta be a savage.
You think that's true?
Yes.
Women don't like nice guys?
We like them.
For what kind of convenience?
After we did. It depends on what else comes along with the nice guy.
Because
they're different types of nice guys.
It's like after we've been dogged out, we're like, I need a nice guy next.
For how long, though?
And then you get bored with him and you like,
I like nice guys.
And
I do. I like guys that are nice to me. You know what I like? I like guys that aren't nice to everybody else, but they nice to me.
You're a rare breed. Then some girls, they're like, oh,
it's always
nice.
The guys that are nice in the beginning and then they turn.
They switch up on
they
you.
Go from... Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde.
I like guys that do like sweet things that are like sweethearts.
Like
look at
you,
baby.
You know, like what is it?
It's not buy you like, dogs.
It's not even like buying you things.
The thought of
it's
about.
More like just they do sweet things. Like they send you the little sweet, cute messages.
Yeah.
That I think is some shit that
it's
like.
It's the thoughtfulness, the small, the little things that
that
count.
Shit don't last long, man.
Why is that?
Most dudes,
the problem
that
is that y'all aren't consistent with it. Like, that shit
actually
happens.
Y'all get comfortable.
That shit happens in early on in the relationship. Like, they send you all these cute messages, and then they don't fucking send you no cute messages no more. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, hey, you haven't told me you love me in 3 months.
Mm. I mean, I've been around so many different types of women. Some love the consistency. Some love the inconsistency. I've learned you got to give them every element of fuckery that pleases their mind. So one day you're a good guy. One day you could choke them. One day, you know, you take them on a trip. And one day you fuck them by the bus stop.
You remember the first time you took a girl on a trip?
Fuck them by the bus stop.
Yeah. Like,
Where did you guys go?
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Why did you go to Canada?
You gotta remember,
I'm just wondering, like, what made you say, let's go to Canada?
Because, remember, I was working at Greyhound.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm just, like, 17, 18 in high school. And I'm just looking at all these girls traveling up there. And I'm like, oh, I need to go there. And I had went there a couple of times. And I was like, I liked it out there. And I was like, yo, shorties, let's go out there. Because, you know, at the time, girls are like, oh, you can go to Miami. That's easy. Atlanta.
Not at 17, 18, though.
Yeah. I was living different. I was already dating girls 28.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing, really. So, I'm like, yo, let's go to Canada. What are we going there for? Trust me, Montreal, or I'd go, like, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
You don't need a, whatchamacallit?
Passport.
Yeah. A passport. Unless she lives in Washington Heights, then going to Puerto Rico is kind of trash. She's around Spanish people all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. She
You remember your first vacation with a guy?
Yep.
Where'd you go?
It was horrible.
Why?
Orlando.
You went to Disney World?
No, we didn't go to Disney World, but he was working with an artist. This was back in like 99. And he was working with an artist, and he took me on a business trip with him. But I didn't want to have sex with him, so he got mad because I didn't want to have sex with him.
This is not the Applebee's guys.
No.
How long were y'all staying together?
Applebee's was a few years later. It was like a weekend thing or something.
That's such fun.
And this was the thing, though. It was new. Like, we had just met. And I wasn't ready to have sex with him yet. Like, no, not yet. I'm not ready yet. Like, I don't like you like that yet. Yeah. But I guess he thought, like, well, since I brought you to Orlando,
yeah,
then, you know, you gotta fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No.
No, yes.
No.
No, yes. He said no, yes.
Orlando on a business. You brought me along on something you already had to do. This wasn't planned for us.
Right.
You're too
intelligent. It wasn't a passport stand. It's not like it was Orlando. It was
some island somewhere.
Yeah. You're too intelligent to play like you don't understand the game.
She was 17 or 18. Right?
I wasn't that young, okay, but I was like 19, 20.
You're like
19.
You're too smart to know. Like, you probably like, hopefully he doesn't try to press me.
No, I knew he was going to try to have sex with me, and I knew I didn't want to have sex with him.
And you took the trip, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're a terrorist. I respect you.
You're ISIS.
You're a terrorist, and you're an extortionist. I love it, yo.
I remember the first time I went on a trip with a guy. We went to Dominican Republic. Fancy. And he had bought the flight, but I knew we was going to break up. So we went on this trip, me knowing that we about to... Oh, shit, Cardi B's here.
Oh, look at the gangster. Come sit right now.
Come sit down.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Cardi B just walked in.
Yo, her chikubis is chingling, yo.
What? Chingling?
You know, it's Japanese for titties, yo.
Oh.
What's up, dog?
Hey, hi.
You know Heineken?
We met a couple
of years. I know Heineken.
In a couple of years,
and Gigi, man. What's
Hi.
Up, baby?
How are you?
Oh, your mic is right here.
I love that jacket; it's so blingy.
Thank you.
And just so you know, like, there was a lot of flooding. We're in New York. It's been like some crazy rain going on. So you look cute, though.
I'm Kurt Cobain.
You look like Michael Jackson.
The jacket, you stupid.
I love it.
Listen, we're glad you're here, Cardi B, because we're gonna reset right now. And we do a question of the day. That's how we start lip service, with the question of the day. So today's question is, at what point do you confess that you cheated? Now, a lot of times we wait until there's so much evidence, because I asked you this because I watch Insecure, and then I watch all these other shows too, right? And her boyfriend asked her on Insecure, who is this guy? And she admitted right away that she cheated. There was no reason to do it.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like she shouldn't have done it, right?
Me too.
He didn't have no evidence. Mm-mm. He just asked a question.
She couldn't even
And I know a lot of times, like, I'm not going to confess that I cheated on you until you have all kinds of evidence against me. So at what point do you confess to cheating?
I confess to cheating. Well, this is the two times that I confess to cheating. You learned it, you know. I confess to cheating when, like, I'm very mad. And it's like, you know what? That's why I fucked another nigga.
Oh, my God. That's the worst time.
Oh, I like that. Too.
That's the worst time.
I like that. That's some shit I would do.
And they also don't believe you then because they think you're just saying that shit.
Nah, I'd be like, no, I let them know. Like, remember that day that you thought that I was, nope, I fucked this nigga. And I fucked him and I romp on it good. And then the second time was.
How are you alive? I would have choke slammed you, yo.
Oh, that's the
then
thing.
Then you wouldn't be alive.
she probably, you know.
You know, because you want to know something. Niggas be loving it. Niggas be loving it.
And they stayed. He stayed, right?
Mm-hmm. And then there was this one time that I was in bed and I was supposed to have sex with my mate. And I just told him to stop. And then he's like, well, what was wrong? And I just told him, I'm just not in the mood. And he's like, all right, so we could chill. And then I said, I got something to tell you. You know.
Oh my God, who does this?
Yeah, you shouldn't have did that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know what it is.
You felt like Usher, you was ready to have a confession. That wasn't the time. No,
it wasn't even like
a confession. And bad is the worst.
Yes, because you want to know something. I don't ever want to make them feel like, why is the reason why she's not.
Wet.
Like, why is she feeling like this?
But wait, not in the mood. Is it because you cheated or is it because you like the other person better?
That person was on my mind.
Shit. Gigi, what about you? You ever confessed to cheating?
Nope.
No, you never got so caught that you had to confess?
I was told on. I was snitched on.
Oh, I remember
so I
this.
Had to confess.
By who?
Right.
Another man?
One of her
no,
friends?
No, somebody that I thought was my friend. Mm-hmm. Two people that I thought
she
was my friend.
Dick, yo. She went straight.
Two girls that I thought were friends of mine ran down and told my nigga everything that I was doing behind his back when we lived in two different states.
Now, if he doesn't eat your pussy, would you cheat on him?
Definitely.
Yes. Probably with a girl.
Y'all first ballot terrorism, yo.
I'ma probably go let a bitch eat my pussy because she gonna do it that much better.
I like you.
You really think that chicks eat pussy better than men?
I know that chicks eat pussy better than men. Excuse me.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. Like some girls they don't know how to do nothing. Like sometimes like you know, sometimes you'll be having these illusion about girls. Like, it's like, I know a girl knows what I like because I'm
she
a girl and
one.
I know what I like.
Right.
But then some girls, they don't know how to do it to you.
No, they just be faking it.
Like,
I think girls that don't know how to eat pussy don't really want to do it. They just doing it for like...
It's part of what they supposed to do.
Right, but I don't think they really like into
it. Like, why fuck a girl?
Like, when you like doing something, you good at it. I don't care what it is. If you like doing it, you're going to be good at it. So...
Now, I know some enthusiastic guys that tried to eat my pussy that wasn't that good at it.
They be overzealous. Like, they be doing too much.
That's the worst.
You know when I hate when a guy eat my pussy and he only used the tip of his tongue?
And he only uses the tip?
Yeah.
You know what I hate when guys thrust in and out like it's a penis?
You can do that a couple of times.
I don't like that.
But
I don't
like you fucking in between. A little in between time.
Hold on. What do y'all like then?
I like, you know what I be telling guys when they're a little bit off? I be like, make out with it.
Yes.
Like, I like
yes.
to live.
Make
like,
out with the pussy. Like, put your whole mouth. Like, use your whole mouth and make out with that motherfucker.
And don't suck
and
like
find
mad
a clit.
Yeah, don't suck
find a clit and suck it like a pacifier. Like...
And why? Like we said, it's like licking a saucer of milk. Like if you're a cat, licking a saucer of milk. I think that's a great description of what you should do. Just lap it up.
Lap it up.
All right, now, how about bachelor parties? This is what I really want to talk about with
man.
You guys.
Junior bachelor parties.
All right, before I watched Love & Hip Hop, I watched Black Ink. And I was watching
Black
the
Chicago.
Bachelor. Yes, I was watching Don's bachelor party. And he
that was
went
Junior's bachelor
in.
Party.
He was definitely like going crazy. He was got his, I don't know. But anyway, is it okay if you're about to get married and your man gets his dick sucked like at his bachelor party by a stripper?
Did he got his dick sucked?
I don't
know. He was doing something. We don't know yet. We don't know until next week.
Regular question.
But he did something with the stripper.
If he got his dick sucked or you had sex with a girl, then it's... Nah, then we just definitely not getting married.
At
but
a
like,
bachelor party?
Yes, of course. Like, nah, you're
that, that's
crazy.
That's his last day of freedom.
But that don't mean fuck.
Nah.
So what's the limit? What's the most that he could do? Can he suck on some titties?
Probably like lick them. Like if it's like a stripper that got it in your face, like, yeah. Yeah. And he goes like a little lick and it's right. Just like funny. All right, cool. But like if you're doing like the most like sucking and making out, maybe because like I see so much bash, you know, guys used to go to strip club to bachelor parties right. And it's like, oh, that's girl, me. Dance on you.
That's you.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like a girl dance on you and everything. That's so fine. I saw the Black Ink Chicago stuff and I just saw girls dancing on him while and I didn't.
But
was
she said
bad.
There was a picture of him sucking on some titties and stuff like that.
Oh, nah.
And then he did go upstairs.
Her brother
don't know
took
what happened.
Pictures of him.
We don't know
we
what
don't
happened
know
when
yet
he went upstairs.
What happened behind the
oh,
closed
nah,
door.
Nah,
however, I feel like, and I've been, when I was a dancer, I've done plenty of bachelor parties inside the strip club and bachelor parties inside a private residence or a private place are very different. Yeah, bachelor parties different. In the strip club, they have to keep it clean because there are rules in the strip club. Bachelor parties in a private setting are very different, and 9 times out of 10, the bachelor is going to pull his dick out.
The friends who
are throwing the bachelor party before when they are booking the bachelor party, they are already trying to make sure that one of these stripper bitches is going to either suck or fuck the bachelor, and they're making sure that they have that already in check before they book for this bachelor party. They're asking.
Well, your brother's here. What if your brother's at the bachelor party,
doing what?
Like, just, you know, he's there because that's your
you
brother.
Guys do.
Shouldn't he be...
Some guys just do... Some guys
oh,
just
if my
really
brother's at
business,
my man's bachelor party? Yeah. I mean, then my man better be on his best behavior because... Not that he a snitch
me.
Or something, but don't embarrass me. Yeah, like, don't even put me in that predicament to where as though you got me looking crazy in front of my folks.
What about you, Cardi? If you getting married and your man's having a bachelor party, what's the rules?
I mean, like, you bitches could dance on you, all that funny stuff, but it's just like, if you sleep with one, then it's just like, ain't no point. Like,
How you gonna know, though?
I'll find out.
And if I don't find out,
just let me
know. By
not
the time
find
the
out.
Bachelor party comes around, we have been
just
engaged for how
out.
Long? By the time the bachelor party comes around, that means the wedding is here. So we've been engaged for how long?
Right.
You've known for how long now that you are asking me to be the woman in your life for the rest of your life and the only woman in your life for the rest of your life. So why wait until the night before or the day before we walk down the aisle and give each other exchange those vows for you to want to pull your dick out?
What if he's so drunk and all this peer pressure?
Listen, it's tradition.
It is.
All right, I'm gonna go find a nigga and slob on a knob like corn on a cob and see the fuck if he like that shit, okay? And
I'm gonna say
because it was my last night of freedom.
I'm gonna keep it real. Part of, I'm a realistic person, I have to say to myself, that could happen. Do I want it to happen? Hell the fuck no. Am I going to be tight about it?
Yep.
Yes. But I put that energy out there. So when you shooting for the stars, you got to know somebody else is shooting.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
All right, well, Gigi, as a dancer, tell us some crazy shit you've seen
at Junior's bachelor party.
Yeah, tell us some things that have happened.
Well, see... I was a bougie stripper, you know?
Wait, hold on. Heineken's got to leave. Heineken, we appreciate you.
I know. These criminals are calling me right now.
He has work to do, but go ahead. Go your little This Is 50 thing that you got to do.
Hey.
Hey, I know you got jobs.
You got a nice pair of boots right
Oh,
here.
Thank you.
I love you, you know what I mean?
All right, bye. Get out of here.
Well, let me take a scum picture with Cardi B for the savages. I got 3 girls I got to make jealous.
3 girls.
Thank you, Gigi. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Heineken.
Switch over.
Cardi, you can slide over here. It's girl talk time.
Hey.
We're going to talk so much shit about you.
Bye, Heineken. Don't get wet out there.
Whoa. It's raining. All right, so bachelor parties. Go ahead. Tell us about some shit that we need to know as women.
It goes down. I'm sorry. But it's going down. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's going down. Like I said, they are prearranging the pussy for the night. They're prearranging to make sure that he get his dick wet one way or another. Either somebody going to suck him off or somebody going to let him fuck. And that's prearranged in the reservation.
Are you okay with your man having a bachelor party?
I mean, the bachelor parties that I be seeing in the strip club, they pretty
in the strip club,
to me.
In the strip club.
But what about
make
a private
sure,
one?
So then
but
I'm
the
gonna
private
make sure
bachelor
my man gets
parties
one in the strip club is like, you
yeah.
can have a bachelor
you
party.
Can have
you got to be in the strip club.
Have a bachelor party in the strip club. That's the only way to keep it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's happening outside, if it happened at somebody's house or in a hotel suite or something, it's going down.
Yeah, like it's just in a hotel suite. It just sound like.
It's
what you do
happen.
In a hotel?
But see,
like,
I was the, you know, I was the bougie stripper. So I was the one who, I like to say, I did the least to get the most.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
And I had other bitches out there that was doing the most and got the least. You know,
it's definitely that's how bitches mess up the game. Mm-hmm. Like
they do the most.
That when you
for the
do
least.
The most, that's how you mess up mm-hmm. the game. You know, a lot of these popular strippers, like you be thinking like, oh, they're probably getting money because they fucking and sucking, and it's just like
it's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy, and a lot of these people need to understand that. You know, like a lot of these strippers, they be always complaining like, oh, why this girl? It's because you gotta look apart. You think niggas gonna give you the money? Like, look how you look.
You gotta be the fantasy. They don't wanna be breaking off a girl that look like their little cousin from around the corner. They wanna break off their fantasy. Like, it's all about the fantasy. It's all about the wow factor.
So just to be clear, bachelor party. Are you okay with your man doing a bachelor party and that you know nothing about his boy's plan? He doesn't know anything about it. He just has to show up.
If it's in the strip club, cool.
We don't know where it's going to be at.
Well, then I don't even want to know because it's not going down. Like, it's not going to go down.
What I don't know won't hurt me.
All right. Well, we got a little game to play with Cardi. All right. And it's called Stay or Go. Would you stay or would you go?
Would you stay or would you go?
And you got to answer these two, Gigi.
Yeah.
All right. He cheated 2 years ago, but you just found out now. Would you stay or would you go?
No, I'll stay.
It was 2 years ago.
I'll stay.
Would you keep bringing it up?
Of course, definitely. To the day I die. I'm bringing it up to the day I die. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the thing is, like, girls don't really leave when a guy cheats. If you really, like, when you infatuated, girls don't really leave. Mm-hmm. Like, if you infatuated, like, OD thirst for a nigga, like, you be taking them cheats.
And plus, it's also like a competition thing. Because, you know, if you leave, he gonna just go back to that bitch. Yeah. You know me with.
Listen, you already know what's going on in my head.
What?
Bring me alarm. I'll be doing this too long. And I'll be damned if I see another chick on y'all. You know, that was my theme song for a while. So I will probably say, yeah.
All right, 2 years ago. All right. Yeah. All right. He didn't do anything for you on your birthday. It was your birthday. He said, happy birthday. You like, we doing something? He didn't really plan shit. Would you stay or would you go?
It depends if you dating a broke nigga. If you're dating a nigga with money, he ain't do shit, like, I'm definitely violating you. Like it's like, you know why I didn't cheat? I cheated on you because you cheap. You know why I'm dubbing you? Because you cheap. But if you're dating a broke nigga, and it's just like, he can't really do much, it's just like...
But don't you think even if you broke, you can figure something out? Yeah. Especially if you broke. You better figure something out.
He could make you a little cake or something.
But he ain't just shit.
Nah, if you ain't do shit...
We didn't even acknowledge your birthday.
It's a dub. Like, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go out with my friends. And hopefully I find somebody. You suck.
My birthday is like, that's like the holiday. It's a national holiday. So if you ain't doing nothing for my birthday, then yeah, I ain't doing.
You know, my ex-boyfriend was the worst on my birthday. He was
nice. We ain't doing that.
Well, what he did?
Not much. I mean, like, but he grew up Jehovah's Witness. That was his excuse. So he ain't really celebrate holidays. But he'll be like, oh, let me tell you what he did. He was like, oh, I got you your present, but it didn't come yet. It was like a month later. You know what he got me? iPod. And it didn't even have like, at least if it had like my name engraved on it or some shit, it was just a regular iPod. So you're lying.
You waited a month for a regular shit iPod.
He's out of here. All right. Now, this is from the show Insecure. If you found out he got his dick sucked one time in college by another man, would you stay or would you go? He said it was just one time.
I'll go.
Damn, it's just one time in college.
I'll go.
10 years ago.
No, I'll go.
I'm going too.
I'll go.
I'm out.
Pew. Now explain that to me, because you know women kiss women all the time. They have bisexual relationships. But if a man got his dick sucked one time in college, he didn't do the dick sucking.
No.
I'm not with that.
You look sad.
Because you want to know something? Because it's just like you're fantasizing about something and somebody that I'm not. Like,
but it was one time 10 years ago. No, he didn't like it after that.
But you like it though. You think about it. Probably sometimes when you have sex with me, you close your eyes and you think about another man. Like I could compete with another woman, but I cannot compete with a man.
Sure can't.
But he said it was one time, he never did it again, and it was 10 years ago.
You listen, think about it though.
In that specific scenario, because I watched the show,
he
played
like that big,
and I love it. Right, I love that show. In that specific scenario, if it was no big deal, Because he said it like really lightheartedly, right. Like just, oh yeah, let this guy suck my dick, whatever. So if it was so long ago and it was not something that you would ever do again, and it was something
you
that
have brought it up.
You should have men and blacked it out your memory. You should never, ever, ever bring
you
that
be
up.
So embarrassed.
It should never come up again. If it's something that you'll never do again, if it's something that only happened and you didn't like it, then why are you even talking about it? Yeah, why are you even telling somebody else?
You know how we say that women are supposed to eat pussy better because we know what we like. What if he's like, I just want to see if men suck dick better?
You're thinking about a man sucking your dick. Like,
listen, the men in the room.
And I can't compete.
All the men in the room. Remember how fat Joe was when Fat Joe was here? And every time we said something gay, every man in the room just gave me the Fat Joe.
Like, I
want to
see
all
if that strong jaw could fucking work it on my...
Nah. Let me see if that jaw is strong enough to suck the soul out this dick.
Hey, wasn't that great? All right, he bought you a fake Chanel bag.
Go.
Oh, nah, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Like, get the fuck out.
Don't buy me nothing.
No.
Cause now you're gonna have
you have me looking crazy. Nope.
Nah. Mm-mm. He gotta go.
Y'all fucked up. No.
Nah, don't buy me nothing.
He bought you a Chanel bag.
So buy me a Chanel bag.
So what if you don't really know a lot about fashion and he got it off one of them Instagram sites?
No, you know if
I'd rather the Chanel bag from the Instagram site that's used and real.
Yes.
Versus a fake Instagram bag.
Oh, buy me a used as a new
before you buy me a fake.
What if he got it from like a scammer and you found out that a scammer?
Oh, I don't care.
Then all right. Yeah. Nah.
I'm gonna stay. At least it's real. I'm gonna stay.
He cared. All right. What about he calls you by his coworker's name during sex, but he's drunk and he, you know, it's one of his coworkers.
Nah.
It was an accident. You know, this happened to me one time. One of my old coworkers when I was at Sirius, he was having sex with a girl and he said my name. But we was together all day. Like, we was at work in the morning. Then we had interviews after work. Then we had our holiday party for work. Then he went home with this girl drunk as hell and he called her Angela.
Yeah, he was thinking about you, Angela.
You want to know something? Because, all right, once I was talking to my dude, right? But before I saw him, I was talking about my ex. My man name is Tommy and my ex is Sammy. So I call him Sammy.
Whoop.
Oh,
but
my
that's
God.
That's kind of like, whoop.
But even,
really
it's just like, when you have that name. But
Tommy and Sammy is not that close.
Yes, it is.
It was just embedded in my head.
Right.
So it probably was embedded in the person's head. But
during sex. Your coworker.
That's how
it depends. If it's like, Angela. If
he said he was like, because he came into work the next day looking tired as hell, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, man, I had a long night. I haven't slept yet. I've been up all night. I was like, what happened? He was like, so I was having sex with my chick, and I said, oh, Angela, during sex. He was like, but I wasn't. I just was with you all day.
Nah, if he said it like, oh, Angela.
Yeah.
Nah.
He had a crush on you, girl. Kill him, right?
She put her coat on. He said she put her coat on and sat at the edge of the bed and was like, call me a cab. Call me a cab. I'm going home.
She probably thinks
that
she
ain't really want to leave, so they argued all night, and then she never fucked with him again, and she hates me.
I'm
going to stalk your Instagram to the day I die.
That wasn't my fault. Why did we get mad at the chick? When she ain't do, I didn't do nothing. I never fucked with him. Like, we just worked together.
It's just the fact that my dude think about you.
Angela.
It's just,
Angela. Sounds good when y'all say it though. Oh, Angela. All right. He's on Instagram taking a picture with a bitch that he knows you can't stand.
Mm-mm. Don't play them social media games. Bye.
Would you stay or would you go? And then it's kind of fucked up because you like, am I going to let her be the reason that we broke up?
First of all,
feels like it depends what type of hate that I have. What level of hate? Like sometimes like if it's somebody that you're gonna use, hyper ego. But if you're taking a type of girl that I hate because you used to fuck with her, nah. Mm-hmm. Nah.
You just don't. I'm with the band by association, because if it's somebody that you don't fuck with, I'm gonna respect that and I'm gonna keep my distance. So I expect the same in reciprocation. I expect that. If I expect you to respect the fact that I don't fuck with that bitch.
Right.
And that she shouldn't be nowhere near you, especially in a photograph.
If you know it's somebody I really don't like and you take a picture, it's going to be hard for me to ever fuck with you again. Because now I feel like she done got one over on me. Yep. And I look crazy.
Yep.
But sometimes that girl don't... Imagine if like they don't really know that like that's your man, or it's like, oh,
bitches be knowing.
Bitches be knowing right now. Fuck that nigga, because then he might fuck her to get back on me on purpose. Like, let's say we break up and he fucks her on purpose. Not fuck you,
right?
I'ma fuck your dad.
Cause because there's not that many people that I really don't fuck with like that too. So you know, it's not that many people you can't take a picture with,
right?
So out of the three bitches I don't like, why would you take a picture with?
Right.
All right. Now I want to ask you some Love and Hip Hop questions. All right, so Samantha is not trying to take Mandisi to see his father, little Mandisi to see his father in jail. What do you think about that? Like her explanation of her not wanting him to see his dad in jail and, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
Traumatizing to him as a little boy.
You think that's fucked up, or you think that as his mom, she's allowed to do that?
I think that's fucked up because it's not like he don't know that his father is in jail. It doesn't make a difference. It's, he already knows that his father is in jail. Right. So, and on top of that, like, she almost went to jail. Like, didn't she have, like, she went to jail once because she did, like, a little federal bank thing.
Yeah, I've been reading the gram and stuff. I saw something about that.
Yeah, when last year in the reunion, I heard something like that. And it's just like, all right, imagine if you was in his shoes, imagine if nobody would have bailed you out. Like, would you want that nobody take you to see your son? And it's like, it's cool, though. She could act that way and whatever. But you saw that boy really, like, really loved her, his dad. She gonna pay for it when that boy turns 16, 18 soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you imagine being in her position, though? Do you think that you would be cool with, like, your son hanging out with, you know, your ex's wife and everything and staying over there?
No, not really. I ain't gonna front. I would be very tight. I'd be very tight. Like, I wouldn't really want my kid around no other bitch or anything. But it's just like, I would tell Yandy, like, all right, cool. I'm going to take him to see his dad. I will.
Right.
I will.
I don't need you to do it, but I'm going to take
him. But I'm going to take him. It's like,
that's
all right,
fair.
You got to respect it. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to respect it.
And then it's on you. If you want him to see his dad, then and you're fine with me taking him, then it's going to happen.
Right. And
that makes sense.
On a personal level, I did my little 90-day bid on Rikers Island. And
what? Wait, hold the fuck up. When did this happen?
I was 22.
What, for what? I didn't even know this.
You didn't know that I did 90 days on Rikers Island?
For what?
Really? You know, I had a little charge and I had a little probation and I violated, so they remanded me for 90 days
what
at Rosie Tile.
This is why you can't get in the Bahamas with us?
That was back then. I'm cleared now.
Okay.
I'm cleared. I can go to Canada again. They're not going to stop me at the border. I'm good. They stopped me at the border in 2010, told me wait 5 years, hold that, let the dough stack. And you know, I did that. I'm good.
What was the charge?
Nah, drug possession.
Okay, that's not that bad.
JFK Airport, 12 and a half pounds of weed from Jamaica. But you know,
that's a lot.
Yeah. But you know, I did my time. And my daughter came to see me my daughter was what, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old. And she came to see me every Sunday. My boyfriend at the time brought my daughter to see me. And I would not have had it any other way.
Right.
Like, if I was there for 90 years, my daughter is coming to see me. You know, like... No.
Was she traumatized by it?
No, but we was watching Belly a little while after that. And you know the scene when Keisha was locked up and T-Wise went to go see her? She was like, Mom, ain't that where you was at? Yo, she was like 6. She was like 6. But no, I think that she just butt hurt because Mandisi don't want her and ain't with her. And I feel like if they were together and she was going to see him, she would definitely take his son to go see him. She wouldn't be talking all that, I don't want my son to see the prison shit. Phaedra doing the same thing with her kids. Oh, right. I don't want my son to see the prison.
Like, well, he got a whole new fiance.
Yeah, but I don't, on a personal level, no. And I've been, I don't know, even if I didn't do those little 90 days and my daughter came up there, I would still feel the same way. Let that boy see his son. It's not like he 2 and 3 years old and don't understand. That
right,
little boy
watch Love and Hip Hop. He's on it.
He understands what's going on. He knows, like you said, he knows where his father is. Right. So why are you keeping him away from his father? I'm sure that little boy would love to see his father.
Now, Cardi, let's talk about you on the show a little bit. Because it looks like you have a little love thing going on.
Little bang bang.
A little shum shum. As you would say. Now, are you still with your man?
Not really, no.
Okay, so you talk to him still.
I have to see him because he in the box. He's gonna. He's been in the box for like 2 months. He's gonna be there for like 4 more months. So, mm-hmm. But I told them about the kiss because I know that it could get real crazy when he see it. So I explained to him, and he was a little bit upset, but he really just bit my commissary, bitch.
Right. I need you right now. Please don't. I deal with anything. I know sometimes when guys are locked up, though, they don't want to hear nothing like bad.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And people say it.
Do you try to like keep certain things and all of that from him just because you're like, okay, I know he's locked up, but it'll drive him crazy while he's in there thinking about it all day?
Nah, I tell him. Mm-hmm. I tell him.
What does he have the most problem with?
Things that I had the most problem with, I told him before that I had sex with somebody. Mm-hmm. I told him before, and then he said, like, all right, cool, as long as you tell me, because I understand that you're in jail. But then he, you know, like, is like, oh, I can't trust you, you a bitch.
Depends on how he's feeling that day.
Yeah, it really just depends. But it's like, I don't know what it is. I think I enjoy telling them. Like, I enjoy, like, I don't know. I think I'm evil. Like, I get a kick out of it.
Oh, my God.
And then I could do it.
Why he's in jail?
Yeah, why he's in jail? Because he can't hurt me, so.
He better not hurt you when he come out, either. When does he get home?
Hopefully, October.
Shit.
But he just be getting into so much drama that it's just, like, probably right. 18.
So, you think y'all gonna end up together still when he comes home?
It really depends, because this is the thing, like, He just don't match with my lifestyle. Like, you know, he's still real hard gang banging, and it's just like, I'm not that girl anymore. Like,
you've changed.
I changed a lot, and he's very jealous, and he wants everything his way. He wants a bum bitch. Like, he want a girl that he could take care of. Then
sometimes it's hard for a guy to be with somebody that got successful. Like, when he was with you and it wasn't at this level that it's at now, but now you got, you know, music and people really love the music, and then you on TV and people really like you as a personality. Sometimes for a guy, that's hard to deal with.
Yeah, like, it's like, you know, sometimes guys really, really want that girl. Like, yeah, my bitch is that bitch. But it's just like,
no, they don't.
Some of them really don't. Like, he's like, I want, like, he's like, when I get home, you're not even going to need anything because I'm going to be doing things. And it's like, yeah, but you're not going to pay my mom's bills. You're not going to help my sister's career. You're not going to pay my dad's bills. Like, you're not going to take care of my family. And it's just not there. And I don't feel like I could talk to him about everything because, like, I feel like we're in a relationship, but we're not, like, friends. Like, he's not my best friend. Like, I can't go hours talking to you about my personal problems because you don't care.
Are you looking forward to him coming home? Like, say he gets out in October, are you going to let him come stay with you?
I will put him back on his feet. Mm-hmm. Like, well, it depends. From here to now, he dates another girl, then it's just like, you're not my responsibility. Right. But if he comes home and he's not dating nobody, I will put him back on his feet. Like, you need something to start off with, I'll help you back out.
Real bitch status.
Like, cause...
But other than that.
Cause I have a lot of beef in New York, and he handles it for me.
Who are you beefing with?
I beef with a lot of people.
Really?
I'm a dusty bitch from the Bronx.
But I would feel like people that used to beef with you is like, okay, you know.
Nah, we beef for life.
For life.
For life.
Forever. You ain't never forgive nobody.
Some bitches I do and some bitches I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, some females is like, you know what? It's cool. Things was dumb. But some bitches, like, it's like, they could die.
You on that. Because them two bitches that die. I used to be friends with that ran and told them all my business to my nigga, them bitches could choke on 17,000 infected penises and die a slow death.
Like,
I wouldn't spit on them bitches if they was on fire. And we were friends for 14 years, 7 years, 14 years.
That's like, ultimate betrayal. Your best friends be your worst enemies. Mm-hmm. All right, now, here's a question we were discussing the other day. On a first date with somebody, right, would you go on a first date, like, fully done up, glammed up, makeup, hair done, looking dope? Or do you feel like it's important to not do all that so they kind of know what you really look like without all that?
I don't really look much different, so I wouldn't really give a fuck. It depends what type of date.
That's what I was about to say.
Where we going?
Like, it depends. I would dress according to the situation.
What if he's like, let's go to the Bronx Zoo?
Okay, no, then I'm not.
Like cute.
Then I'm in a sweatsuit and some
yeah, like a cute American Apparel outfit. You right. know, I wear
but
a cute little.
It depends on the situation. But what I'm not gonna do for a first date is go out and call out a makeup artist and call somebody to do. Like I would do my own glam for a first date just because I would be like my regular self. Like I'm not gonna go all out hair and makeup red carpet look for a first date.
Because we were discussing.
No matter where the first date is,
I think on a first date you kind of do want to look like as good as possible and put your best foot forward.
But you don't want to.
But
do
my
too
friend was
much.
Like, no, you don't want to do that because you want a guy to know what you really like look like. But I feel like nobody knows who you really are in the beginning anyway.
It's all a facade.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to bed. You don't go to bed in your bummy old pajamas the first time you were a dude. Like, you try to look extra like, this is how I go to bed. Cute.
Naked.
Yeah, oh. Well, okay.
I mean, it really depends on what type of first date is it. Like, if I'm going, like, first of all, I hate regular dates. I'm not the type of person, like, oh, yeah, let's go out to eat. Like, it's very uncomfortable. I can't feel pretty eating. Like, I like to go clubbing on the first day. Like,
see, now that's a lot. Because you know too many people. Everybody gonna want a picture. A guy can't go to the club with you on a first date.
Well, you know what? I haven't dated for such a hot minute that it's just, like, I'm talking about, like, a little bit. Before. Okay. I haven't dated for a hot minute, so it's just like a little different. But then again, there's certain dates that niggas be like, you want to come to the crib? That's and it's insane. Like, I don't care how I look. I don't care.
If I want to come to the crib, I'm coming to the crib.
I'm coming to the crib.
Okay. I feel you. Well, listen, Gigi, when's the last time you've been on a first date? You don't even know what that's like either.
No, I've been in a 7-year relationship, so...
She's like, now, Cardi, if a guy says that he doesn't eat pussy, could you be with him?
Nah, I can't. I can't, like...
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it's unanimous.
You know what? Sometimes guys start off like that, too. Like, oh, I don't eat pussy. And then, like, it's like, you know what? I like her. Like, you know, the 4th or 5th time they fucked you, they be like, you know what? She deserves it. And it's like, oh.
She deserves it.
All right. But if you just, like... We fucked a couple of times and you're not even, not doing that.
I think a guy has to eat your pussy the first time he fucks you.
Respect the box.
That's what I always say. You got to respect
Angie.
It.
Respect
I feel
the
like
box.
If you don't eat my pussy, we can't even really have sex. Because what's, the, like, I feel like you have to do that. I do.
It depends on the girl, though. Like, it depends on the girl, though. Like, it's like, let's say if you fucking around with a, if you just start dating this girl that she's bad, but she a whore. It's just like, I got to think about it because I might not want to fuck this bitch again. And if some
but we're
other-
talking about ourselves now.
Mm.
I feel like, I mean, listen, I know everybody doesn't feel like that. But I feel like guys, when they want to have sex with you, they try to like seduce you. And that's part of it. Part of you like trying to convince me to have sex with you is you have to eat my pussy. It's like an initiation.
I don't.
It's kind of initiation.
I don't know.
And
jump
sometimes, a lot of times, because most guys off the bat don't do it right. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times you have to kind of train them, like the proper way of how I like it and stuff like that. Because sometimes they do shit like, I hate when guys use their teeth. Oh. I hate when they suck too hard.
Yes.
And they use the tip of the tongue.
And I hate when it's too wet and the whole fucking bed underneath me is like soaked.
Sooky.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, the guy has like a cat tongue.
That's what I, yeah, in and out.
Drain, like, no, like your tongue is dry.
Oh,
like.
That tongue.
Ew.
Now, what makes a guy lame?
Child, he was born that way.
Like when a nigga over brags, like just over brags, that shit is so lame.
Name dropping.
Shut up.
I hate a used to ass nigga, back in the day ass nigga, that always want to talk about what he used to have and what he used to do and who he used to fuck and what he used to do.
I hate guys who name drop.
Yeah.
All the time. I remember one time my friend tried to set me up with this guy. It was a double date. She was with one dude and she was like, can you please come out with us and his, you know, his boy. I was like, all right, I'll just go, whatever. It was the worst because the whole night he kept talking about who he knew, but he didn't know who I was. This was like a long time ago too. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't like popping like that, but I knew a lot of people in the clubs, like promoters. I could get in anywhere. And so we went to the club and he was, thought he was going to just be able to like walk right in. They shut him down and they let me right in. So I brought my friend in and we just let them. But all night long, all he did was talk about like who he knew. And I hate when people just name drop.
Me too. That's a turn off. That's a serious
That's lame.
Especially in like cities like this, like New York, Atlanta, LA, yeah. You know, like, all right, everybody know everybody. You ain't special.
Yeah, because if you popping like that,
yeah,
you will know.
You know people. People know you. Like, that's
what else makes a guy lame?
I'm telling you, they born that way. It's how they were raised.
Cocky
it's where they from. It's
always
just,
like,
Ugh. Or and, guys and should guys show you their car keys. I hate when guys try to put their car keys
so you can see what kind of car they drive.
There's been a couple of guys that will try to kick it and they just throw their car keys on the table in front of you like, yeah, you know,
this
you
my Porsche.
Drive my car.
I don't even be peeping it.
Guys be thinking because they got money that they not lame.
Yeah,
like, they think that just because they got bread that they just automatically can't be lame because they got bread. And there's so many lame niggas with bread. You know who the lamest niggas with bread is? Athletes. It be some lame ass athletes that just a lame nigga, just a lame nigga, just a lame ass nigga. And now he has this talent and he was chosen for his talent to be in this professional realm of athletes. And now he got all his money and he think he popping because he got all this money. But lo and behold, he's the lamest of the lame.
Well, maybe
from
he just
Lame
don't
Bill.
Have no social skills too.
No, he's lame.
And you know the thing about athletes too, like a lot of them, like they nerds. Like you're not really about the street. Like you're lame. Like you
lame.
Mm-hmm. You're not.
But
you
athletes
really
shouldn't be about no street life because they athletes. Like the dumbest.
I know
thing
some
do,
real niggas that's athletes too now.
But they just so corny. Like
that ain't
like,
lame.
Oh, you corny. Like
yeah.
I don't know. It's just so many niggas that it's just like I feel like the richest niggas that I fucked are like the corniest that I'd be like, oh, can't leave. I gave you some pussy. Let me take it back.
Don't you wish you could take your pussy back?
Yeah,
I wish I could snatch that shit back from a couple niggas.
That's a funny thing to say because girls always try to go for like, I have a lot of friends that like the guys they want to date are the guys with the money that could like spoil them and take care of them. But sometimes they are the lamest guys because that's all they have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some guys have Napoleon syndrome.
But sometimes don't you feel bad? Like he just don't know no better.
Yeah, like he just don't know no better. You kind of feel bad, but it's like, oh, he don't know no better. But then again, it's like, man, fuck this nigga. Like he's corny. Like you see Instagram video, yeah.
Oh my God, that can make a guy lame. When you look at his social media and his social media is so corny.
Niggas with 17,000 selfies, the same face in different settings.
And when they
be the same
to,
face with a different background, but different background.
And they do Mad Women
background.
Crush Wednesdays of like different chicks. You could tell they trying to.
I used to know this guy that used to Women Crush Wednesday, the same girl for like a year straight, every single Wednesday.
Did she like it at least?
Did he?
I just thought that shit was so lame.
It just depends. Like, you know, when a nigga got money, he's gonna try to brag. Like, let's say if a guy have like let's say if a guy is like showing off like his car, like my brand new car, popping car, love my car. But some niggas be doing like the most, like right. Yeah, you already know how we doing it right. Out here. Like it's just like
brand new whip every month, you know, it's
like,
nothing.
All right, stop.
But it's good when they could when you have something and you want to show it off on Instagram and you do it in a humble way, like
yeah. Humbly,
I worked real hard to get to where I'm at. Da, da,
right,
da, da, da.
I'm grateful to be able to have these blessings upon blessings.
Now, what about fans for you, Cardi B? And guys are fans. Could you see yourself like fucking with somebody who's a fan? Like you meet him and he's like liked all your pictures, and then you go on his page and you see he be posting you.
It kind of really depends if...
As Ghostface Killer said, you goddamn right, I fuck fans.
it really depends if I like them.
I think that's different for guys and girls, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different because guys are going to fuck their fans. Right, they're going to fuck their fans. They're groupies. They're going to fuck them. I don't know about girls. I don't know. I look at that kind of different.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I would think it depends on who he
is. You so
funny. You so funny.
It depends.
Yo, you so. I've been watching your videos, and then like it's like it's nothing to me. Right. Like I don't care.
But what if it's next level? Like he's obsessed with you.
That's a bit more.
I'm going to have to deal with that. I'm going to have to
find out.
It'd
be flattering at first, and then it'd be a little weird. Do you like guys that be like, who the fuck you going out with? Where you going?
Nah.
The jealous type.
You like overprotective?
I like when you like overprotective, but not that much. Like, it's like, bro, chill. You know who, you know what I'm about. Okay.
Now, do you ever get flack now being on a new season and clearly we see you like with your producer or whatever. And the way I look at it, I'm like, okay, this is, you know, it's Love and Hip Hop. I don't look at it like, okay, you know, the camera's there. So you know what's going on. You know what it is. But like, do you feel like, man, he has a girlfriend. I know he has a girlfriend. Does that matter to you?
If I know that a guy, seriously, if I know that a guy has a girl, I will not even bother. Mm-hmm. I will not even bother because you never know how that dick gonna make you feel.
Oh. Oh, Gigi got a story she got to tell. Okay.
Like, you never know what that dick is going to make you feel like. Imagine if I like it and it's like, I don't want to be in competition with your girl. Sometimes you don't know if a nigga has a girl and then you get into it and mm-hmm. it's like, now y'all competing. But it's just like.
But you don't feel weird if he doesn't tell you he has a girl? Like, he lied. He didn't really tell me. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, why wouldn't you tell me? You know how that whole drama. Mm-hmm. Everybody done been that.
And I also feel like a guy will respect you as his woman. As like, another woman can't come for you if your man respects you. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it. Like, if you respect me, I'm your girlfriend, and Cardi B is in your face, you're going to be like, well, you know, I have a girlfriend. I think you dope and everything. But if you're not going to say that, then you really don't respect your girlfriend. And that's not my
ready to spot it out.
He don't even want his girlfriend.
Right.
They never
She's
do.
She's not his girlfriend.
So, that sounded personal.
She don't exist.
She don't exist.
But it has to make you look at a guy a little weird.
Yeah, like, it's just like, why would you lie? Like, doesn't make
Can I trust you ever?
Yeah, like, can I trust you ever? Like, or then again, it just depends on the type of caliber that his last bitch is. Like, mm-hmm. or you probably did her dirty because she's a dumb bum, stupid bitch, but I know you can't do me like that. You can't.
She mad as hell now. Mm-hmm. Now, Gigi, tell your story. She was telling me this earlier.
So, some of our listeners may remember when we spoke about the story about the guy who tried to give the girl some panties that didn't belong to her. He insisted that she left these panties at her house.
They weren't
at his house. And even to the point where he put them in her hand, like, look, these are yours. And she was like,
it's not my size.
No, they're not mine. They're really not mine. Okay, so this is the same couple, quote unquote, the same guy and girl. It's a friend of mine. So basically, she's like in her mid-20s and he's in his early 40s. And he has children. And recently, she was at his house, and his baby mama came banging on the door, and he let her in, which
like
was the dumbest thing ever.
Does that?
And she sees the girl in the room or whatever, and she's like, "Who are you? What's your name? Oh, and you a little girl?" Because she's in her mid-20s and they're in their early 40s, and she's like, "Oh, you a little girl?" So she's like, "Oh, she got weave in her hair. I thought you said you ain't like girls with weave, and oh, he was just at my house all weekend." Meanwhile, he told her. The girl, that he's the younger girl, he told her, like, oh, I was with my kids all weekend because their mom was out of town. But she said that they was laid up together all weekend being a family, and then he left her house that morning, and now this same night, this girl is at his house and she banging or whatever.
He probably did.
Of course he did, because that's what niggas do. So the baby mama's like all crazy, all irate. So then she goes to the girl and she's like, wait, you drink tea? Because he just asked me to buy him a teapot. I think you're the reason why he asked me to buy him a teapot. I'm going to go take my teapot. So she went and took the fucking teapot. And then on her way out, they get to fighting. And she hit him upside his head with the teapot. But the whole moral of the story is, of course, niggas ain't shit, for one. Yeah, for one. I feel like he should have been. And she's been asking him for a long time, like, what's up with you and your kids and the moms and who else you dealing with and blah, blah, blah. Like, keep it 100 with me because I want to know what I'm walking into, you know, because she was feeling him. And she would ask her friends for advice and XYZ. And it's just now to the point where she's totally done with him. But he had the chance a while ago to keep it 100 with her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, me and my baby mother, we not together, but we still deal on and off. And it's just going to be that way because she has my kids.
Yeah, that is what it is.
And she's going to be in my life for the rest of my life. Now, at that point, you're allowing her to choose, okay, well, do I want to be side to this and still ride the wave until the wheels fall off and be done with it? Or do I not want to be involved in this at all?
Because a lot of girls would still fuck with you.
Some girls would.
If you have a baby mom and you and your baby mom are just baby mom, even if she rowdy, even if some baby moms just be like, oh, he a deadbeat, they rowdy because guys, they might not want to be with them. But it's just like, that's understandable.
Cause, no, clearly the baby mom wants them to be together.
But some baby moms, they just always want them to be together. But even he could show me that his baby mom want him to be with her. But if he shows me that he don't want to fuck with her, then it's cool though. Then bitch, you gonna be mad till I die.
Forever.
But if you still entertaining your baby mom, then hell
clearly,
no.
Clearly it's still something
hell
going on between
no.
them.
Yeah, clearly. Going on, hell
Why
no.
would he even let her in? That's crazy.
Because he know what's coming if he don't.
You ever walked in on somebody cheating on you?
No.
I have.
I'm here.
Me too. I have.
I'm here. I'm here.
I walked in on my nigga getting his dick sucked. Not my current
what?
Nigga, but in the past.
You did? What'd you do?
Try to kill him and that bitch at the same time. She lucky she jumped out the window.
She jumped out the window?
She jumped out the window.
Fuck? I didn't know you went to fucking jail. I didn't know about this. I'm learning all kind of Gigi fun facts today.
Yeah, actually, the girl had, me and the girl both worked at the same strip club. Me, the girl, and his sister actually all worked at the same strip club. And me and the sister was cool. And he was staying at the sister house. And he wasn't answering his phone or something. I just had that gut feeling that something went right. So I left work early. I left work early, went to the sister's house, knocked on the door, and the nephew, the sister's son, answered the door. And I went straight up to his room. The door was closed. I kindly opened the door. He was sitting in the chair. The bitch was on the floor. I grabbed her by the back of her motherfucking head, and then I went to grab him. She got loose, ran out the door, jumped out the window, and me and him got to scrapping. And yeah, that was that.
Well, damn. That was the most fucked up blowjob he ever had.
I never caught an action. I think God be preventing me.
Mm-hmm. So you never popped up on nobody?
They just never. I be popping up, but I don't see nobody. I be finding out through social media. Like, I knew you was. I never pop on somebody like he with a girl, because it will go.
That'd be good. All right, here's our last question for you, Cardi B. What makes sex with Cardi B so amazing?
It really depends. Like, you know, sometimes, like, it really has to be both. Cause sometimes I could give you the best pussy, but you probably, you're just so whack that it's just like, cause I could throw it back and I could do everything. I could suck.
Is that your favorite position, doggy style?
No, I hate doggy style.
You do? Why?
I love doggy style.
I don't.
I'm gonna throw this thing in a circle.
Cause it's not sexual, like it's not. It's just like not.
You passionate, you sensual,
you're a sweetheart.
My spot is like my clit, and it's just like those balls not hitting my clit. Like right. I need a rub.
You know, sometimes you're like just going at it. Fuck me from behind.
I like that.
Okay, fuck so doggy style's not your favorite.
Smack my ass.
So what's your favorite?
I like to be on top.
Okay, girl on top. That's the best way for a woman to come to that angle.
Yeah, and you can control.
And like sideways, but not sideways. Like we spooning, like sideways, like facing
each other. You are really
like
sweet.
Scissors sideways.
You like to kiss during sex, don't you?
It depends, really. Mm-hmm. But I think that the best thing about me is that, like, you know, like I'm willing to do whatever. Sometimes I don't want to do it, but I will.
You'll
do it.
You'll still do
like,
it.
Like.
You're a trooper.
I'm a trooper. Like.
You let guys like bust on your face.
We could do all of that. Okay. All of that. I lick your ass, all that.
Okay.
Whatever you
want. I lick your ass, all of that.
But I ain't putting no finger in your butt, though.
Oh, you just, that. But you'll lick it.
I'll lick it.
What's the difference between a tongue and a finger, then?
Nah, it's just a little different.
It's just a little different.
What about he could put his finger in your butt, though?
He could do it. He could do that.
Because, you know, that's the precursor for anal. When they start doing that, that means next, they put two fingers in.
See how much can fit.
Next thing you know,
they sizing it up.
Getting fucked in your ass.
I getting fucked in the ass, I be down with that, but it's very, like, it's like a holiday. Like, it's a special type of thing.
It's President's Day.
It's
Memorial
very,
Day.
Very, like.
Bring your dog to work day.
Like, you know, like, that's not an everyday thing.
No, it ain't even an everyday thing. It ain't an every dick thing. Because some of them just ain't going to fit. Sorry.
Yes, does size matter to you?
Penis in the ass is like a roller coaster. There's a size requirement. Okay, you got to be this small.
Well, usually it's you got to be this tall to get on.
But you know what I mean.
Sometimes dick size do matter.
Mm-mm, I'm not taking no big ass water bottle size dick in my ass, because then he gonna break my shit gripper, and I need that.
I'm not just talking about your asshole now.
No, I was talking about ass.
Okay.
Sorry, let me not talk about ass.
Yeah, I told you, only started penises going to ass. That's how,
right.
I mean, I've never had anal sex, but I feel like as a woman, if I could ever do it, it would have to be a starter penis. Like, that's the starter little.
This Blizzard bottle ain't fitting in my asshole.
Thing
sorry.
Is, I use all the time. I use anal ease. I have to.
Okay.
And poppers.
You know what's good?
Poppers. It's like it's something that they sell in the sex store. Like you sniff it, and like it just
it's like cocaine for sex.
And some gay nigga put me on.
What the fuck? I never heard of this poppers.
That's I never heard
why
of
you
it
have
either.
To have gay friends,
but
baby.
But the KY liquid.
Wait,
the
so
water
poppers,
based one with the blue top.
No,
that's
no.
That shit for anal.
Poppers is for anal sex though, or is it just for sex period?
No, it's practically only for anal, because like it kind of numbs, like it kind of
you sniff it and it numbs your butthole.
Yo, yes.
I ain't sniffing shit.
Nah.
That just don't feel right to me.
No, it smells like...
Unless it's Nafrin or something, because my nose is stuffed up.
It smells like... I don't know, like white owl or something.
Poppers.
And it just
You sniff it and it numb your asshole.
Yes.
That's scary to me.
I don't know.
What if my asshole never gets feeling back again?
Oh, no. Because it's like the feeling is like a 3-second feeling.
Okay.
It's like a 3-second.
So you sniff it right before he put it in?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Mm. And then you got to put anal ease. Anal ease, though, you got to be careful. You can't put too much because it might numb the guy's penis.
Oh, no. He'll be scared to death. His penis getting numb.
They don't they don't even care. Like,
I've heard porn stars say you should use the butt plug and just put a butt plug in for like a half an hour before.
To loosen it up.
Stretch it out a little bit.
Little stretch. Little anal stretch.
What about anal beads? Are you into toys?
I'm not really into toys.
Do you masturbate?
I masturbate with my fingers, but not
with that nails.
Toy. Oh yes, I can, girl.
How the fuck do you masturbate?
Because you gotta and then you just put it in.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I can't even masturbate with these little nails.
I sure can. That dildo shit, it just don't do it for me.
Me either, girl. I don't want no plastic penis. I need my penis to be warm, and I need it to pump blood. In the vein, you know.
They had some very realistic.
I need to taste the pre-cum when I suck it.
About it.
Like I need a penis to be a real penis.
I'm hurting myself. I feel like I'm hurting myself.
I needed to be attached to a body.
But what about the little ones? Like the little, bullet and all of that.
Oh, yeah. That vibrators are cool. The womanizer.
Oh, how is that?
That's great.
It's going good for you?
Yeah.
I got her a sex toy, the womanizer.
It's amazing.
Yeah. They have the gold-plated ones. And everything.
Yeah, it's gold-plated. It looks like your jacket, actually. It's blingy and pretty.
And you know the thing is that people like to give me dildos and stuff. And I try all of them. I have one that costs like $120. And it's just like, because they don't curve. Like where I want, it's not curving.
Get the
I need a curve.
Captain Hook.
And I need to rub it. I rub the outside.
It's too much work. This is what I think about sex toys. Sometimes it is a lot of effort.
Yeah, I'm good on the sex toys, bro.
Then you gotta wash it off with the warm soap.
I'm good on the sex toys.
It's like a lot of effort.
I'm good on the sex toys. But I was surprised to learn today that the women, what do we call them? Dykes? I don't know. I don't want to be politically incorrect. The boys, the girls, the boys.
Which lesbians.
Like AGs?
They walk around with their straps on. I didn't know that.
What? They walk around with their straps on?
I heard that today, that the girls, they strapped. Stay scheming.
I'm always strapped.
No, I was told that today by two different people.
Oh, really?
Yes, that they stay strapped. That the girls that have
so it's like they really have a penis.
They stay ready. You listen, when you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
You ever got fucked with a strap on?
Yeah, but it was like fun. It was funny, and it was just like, girl, get off me. Like, girl, get off
me. I got fucked with a strap on once years and years ago. I was having a threesome with a married couple, and the girl pulled out a strap on and put it on and was fucking me with it. But I was I'd rather have your husband's dick. Get that out of here.
It was just like a joke thing to me. Like,
what if a guy was like, can you fuck me with a strap on?
Definitely not.
I've been asked that before.
I know.
Definitely. I'm gonna do it.
If I'm gonna do it one day,
that's like a fantasy of mine. Like I just want to check that off my bucket list. I didn't say no.
For your man though, which
no, not my man.
You don't do it for your man.
Yeah, gotta be. That's what I said. One day down the line, you know.
Mm-hmm. You said one day down.
One day down the line.
Like I will do it. I will do it to my gay friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like we playing around. I'll do it to him because this is like fuck you in your ass. This. Dildo
to my gay friend,
but not to my partner.
Right. Now, what can you squirt?
Yes, but I have to be very intoxicated.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because when I'm sober, I come, but it's just like, you know, when you come and it's just 5 seconds coming.
And then you're like, all right, party over.
Yeah.
Have you had multiple orgasms?
When I'm drunk, yeah.
That's crazy. So basically, if you want to fuck with Cardi B, get her drunk. Yeah, because mm-hmm. you squirt and you have multiple orgasms
mm-hmm. when I'm drunk. But I come mm-hmm. when I'm regular.
Right. I like listen. There's no feeling like when you come, but then it's the worst when it's over.
It's over because then the guy is not over and they gotta continue till
and
they come
done.
And it's like I'm done. It's
right.
Like,
that's how I am too.
Flip me wherever. Now we could do doggy style. Now we could do it.
After you came.
All right, well, we learned a lot about Cardi B. Cardi B on top. And tell us what's going on with the music, though, because let me tell you something. We were very impressed with your mixtape. We were listening to it up at work.
put me on.
Yeah.
That one. Put me on to your mixtape.
I'm not going to lie. Even our program director was like, you heard Cardi B's mixtape? It's really good. So tell us what's going on with the music, because I know you got a lot of big things about to happen.
it's going to come out early December. Mm-hmm. It's going to come out very early December.
Soon. Right. That's like next week.
Yes. And I kind of was a little iffy because it's like, I don't want to drop it around the time the Love and Hip Hop comes out because, you know, the show might overshadow me, but it's like, I cannot wait any longer. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to drop it. I wanted to drop it before Love and Hip Hop, but it wasn't completed yet.
Right.
And we have a new way to push the music. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to do way better than the second one. And it's just, like, surprising to me. Like, it's just, like I be getting harassed on Twitter. Like, where's the mixtape? Where's the mixtape? And it's like, oh, I can't believe
people. That feels good. You rather than people not say shit, you rather than be like, yeah. Where's the mixtape?
Yeah. So it's, like, an inspire.
And what can we expect from it, just so we know? Give us some little spoilers.
It's going to be it's kind of New Yorkish, but not really. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you do something to New York, like people from, I don't know, Louisiana might not really want to hear it. So right. It's very like diverse.
What's your dream tour? You and who else on tour? If you could say, man, if I could go on tour, this would make sense with this person. That shit would be popping.
Depends, you know, it really depends. It just really depends wherever the bag is at. I really don't be caring. Like,
yeah, I don't care. If you had to pick between Young B and Mariah Lynn, who would you rather do a song with? You're like, I ain't gonna nobody.
I don't know.
Heads or tails.
Who do you find yourself coolest with on the show? Like, do you really consider any of them, like, your friend in real life? Like, even when y'all not filming, I still hang out with?
I mean, I'm cool with them. And I like them. Mm-hmm. Like, I like them.
Right.
And that's it. Like, I like them.
You like having your sister on there?
A little bit because it's just like, I'm scared of people criticizing my family. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? Like, I'm building the tough skin. So when people come for me, you know, the tough skin is getting there. But when it comes to my family, I feel a certain type of way. Like,
we like seeing Hennessy on there. It was at work. Like, is Hennessy going to be there? Is she coming? But you do be clapping back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I'm like, Cardi, stop talking to these people because they only do it now because they want you to respond. That's it. They're like, you know Cardi going to respond if mm-hmm. I say some crazy shit to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I be trying, but it's just like, ugh.
That's the, just right, the G in you.
What
you
going to do for this whole next
the G
week.
In you won't
you
let you hold it in.
You're only going to respond to people who say good things.
All right.
Let's try that for one week.
And if I don't.
For 1 week, only respond to people who say good things and forget everybody who don't say nothing good. But there's people that support you and love you and you should respond to them.
I do be responding to them. It just don't get noticed.
Yeah, because it's not a clap back.
Yeah, like right. It's not a clap back, but I definitely do be responding back to them.
Okay. They deserve the attention more. That's just what I'm saying. They deserve it more.
Or like when a fan posts me, I like their pictures or I follow them. Mm-hmm. And they ain't going to put that up, so it's cool with me.
You get some crazy DMs?
I don't even check my DMs.
Shit.
I don't check them.
I'm going to check them. I'm going to see what's in there.
Check Cardi B's DMs. See what's in there.
All right, Cardi B. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming. I know it was out. It was flooding. It was tough, but we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, I had fun.
We like to see you winning, girl.
Winning.
I can't even believe this cat. Like, because Angela, he looks so innocent.
Me?
Yes.
I am. Innocent people do all kind of shit. We suck dick. We have sex. No, I'm playing.
But she really likes head.
I do. I really feel like it's like a sign of like respect.
Respect the body.
Would a guy fuck with you if you wasn't sucking his dick? Probably not really. He
gonna let the next bitch suck his dick.
Sometimes I really don't want to suck dick the first day. And
well, not the first day, but I'm just saying in general. If you're in a relationship,
we gotta. The head is very important.
And I also, just to be clear, I don't like when guys try to push your head down. Like,
oh my God.
Just fucking ask me.
That is so annoying. I get that.
I don't like when people honestly, to be real, I don't even like when you ask me to do that. I'd rather just do it on my own.
Yeah.
Don't even really like. We can make it happen. If you know
this nigga pull his dick out on me so many different times, so many different kind of ways. Just pull it out, and I'm just supposed to know what to do with it when he pull it out. Just
does that ever turn you on?
No, but you know, you've been with somebody for 7 years. It's just like, all right, nigga, come on.
Can we get some fucking foreplay? Or are you just going to pull your dick out?
He's just
going to
pull his dick out.
That's not foreplay.
Yes, it is. It's for you to play this dick up in your mouth. Now go.
Well, you like sucking dick.
I do.
In all fairness.
I do.
Right.
I do.
So it is foreplay in a way. You get wet from sucking dick.
Absolutely.
And you can come from sucking dick.
I sure can.
Okay.
All right.
You ever come from sucking dick?
I can't squirt, though.
No.
Gigi can.
I can.
Yeah.
Ooh, I get the...
Like, I get a little bit turned on because I be seeing the guy's face.
Right.
But it's just like, my jaw locking.